It is good to be with you this afternoon.
很高兴今天我来到大家中间。
Thank you for inviting me into your worship.
感谢你们邀请我来到你们这边。
This afternoon, I'll be preaching from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31.
我们接下来看约翰福音二十章。
Should I just read it in English in entirety and then you read it?
Okay.
Or do you want to go verse by verse? How do you...
You read all and
okay,
read,
very good.
verse
John 20, 19 to 31.
19 to 31. Okay, go ahead.
Reading from the Gospel according to John, the 20th chapter, verses
19 to 31.
When it was evening on that first day,of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you.When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands.And put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe. A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe.Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name.
约翰福音二十章十九节到三十一节，我读一遍给大家。约翰福音二十章十九节，那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。”父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹了一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了；你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”那十二个门徒中有称为迪图马的多马，耶稣来的时候，他没有和他们同在。那些门徒对他说：“我们已经看见主了。”多马却说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕。”用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中说：“愿你们平安。”就对多马说：“伸过你的手指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。”多马说：“我的主，我的神。”耶稣对他说：你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Alleluia!
赞美主。
Christ is risen!
基督已经复活。
The Lord is risen indeed!Hallelujah.
感谢赞美主。
These words might sound familiar to us.
这些话我们都很熟悉。
They're actually the words that we used at the beginning of our worship service last Sunday and this Sunday.
我们三个主日和这个主日在我们的聚会开头也是讲这样的话。
And it's actually a greeting that's been used for centuries in the Christian church during this Easter season.
在教会历史上两千年，在每一个复活节季节，我们都讲这样的话。
It's been printed on banners, on bulletin covers, on message boards in front of churches.
我们有写在旗子上、那个墙上、各样的这个布告栏上面都有这样的话。
These words are so familiar to some of us, we might say them without thinking of what they actually mean.
我们已经这个太熟悉了，我们也许都不知道什么意思。
I grew up saying these words first thing on Easter morning.
我从小长大，每个复活节的早上，这是我说的第一句话。
And in fact, this year, my mother texted me before 5 a.m. her time to say these words to me, Alleluia, Christ is risen.
这个复活节早上呢，早上凌晨五点，我妈就给我发了个短信，说哈利路亚，感谢赞美主，基督已经复活。
That was 5 a.m. her time. It was 8 o'clock here.
但是妈妈在加州五点钟早上那边的。
But I was up at 5 because we have a sunrise service here in town.
牧师也是五点钟起床，这边的五点钟起床，因为他们有五点钟就有一个聚会。
We say these words as we have been trained to do so.
我们一直教导有人教导我们讲这样的话。
But do we actually believe that Jesus Christ, who took on human form and lived among us, actually was raised from the dead?
那我们真的相信道成肉身在我们中间行走的耶稣基督真的复活了吗？
Do you believe in the resurrection?
你相信复活吗？
In our gospel reading this afternoon, we read the familiar story of doubting Thomas.
我们刚刚读的那段圣经，约翰福音里面，我们读到了。疑惑的多嘛？
Is that doubting? Is that how it comes across in
yeah.
in the translation? Good, that's helpful.
疑惑，疑惑，多疑的多嘛？
So Thomas is probably the disciple we would second least want to be.
多嘛可能是我们最不想成为的。
Nobody
不想成为的人啊。
Nobody would want to be Judas Iscariot for obvious reasons.
首先，我们不想成为犹大。
In fact, Judas didn't want to be himself, we read later in the story.
其实就算犹大他自己也不喜欢他自己。
For poor Judas brought back the money that he had been given and ended his own life.
他把后来后悔了，他把耶稣出卖以后后悔，把三十两银钱退还以后上吊自杀。
But Thomas, on the other hand, receives an unearned amount of criticism.
那多马呢也受到了我觉得是不太公平的批评责备。
Which is demonstrated in the nickname that he has been given of Doubting Thomas.
我们知道他会有一个外号叫做疑惑的多马。
This afternoon, I intend to present a three-point defense of Thomas.
我今天下午要为多马辩护。
He was originally referred to as the twin in our reading, but I intend to prove that he was without a doubt.
那我今天要证明他是没有疑惑的。
That is to say that He was not a doubter as he has been labeled.
或者说他并不是我们所想象的那样一个疑惑的人。
I'll begin my defense of Thomas with an examination of how the other disciples responded to Jesus' post-resurrection appearances.
我来先跟大家分享其他的一些门徒对耶稣的复活是什么反应。
Thomas's reaction to Jesus was not entirely unique.
多马对基督啊复活的反应并不是那么独一，就是那么特别。其实他跟其他的门徒都一样。
Nor was it the most surprising or puzzling.
他也不是令人惊讶，他的反应并不是令人惊讶。
Next, we'll dabble in a little bit of Greek vocabulary.
接下来我们来看一点希腊文。
Which will demonstrate that grammatically that Thomas had no doubt.
那在希腊的语法上，我们可以看出多马其实并不是一个没有疑惑，其实。
And then in conclusion, we'll explore the ramifications of Thomas's interaction with Jesus for the first century church and for the church today.
那我们最后在结论的时候来看一看多马与耶稣之间的互动对第一个世纪的教会以及我们今天的教会有什么影响。
There is no doubt in my mind that Thomas is incorrectly accused of being a doubter.
毫无疑问，我觉得多马是被错误的定为一个疑惑的人。
We read that Jesus appeared to Thomas for the first time a full week after the resurrection, just as today is a full week after Easter.
耶稣是向多马显现，是在向其他门徒显现一个星期之后，就像我们今天在复活节的一个星期之后。
And by the time Thomas encountered the resurrected Christ,
等到多马看到耶稣的时候，
he had already appeared to the women, to Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome.
耶稣已经向其他门徒显现，已经向抹大拉的玛利亚，还有雅各的母亲玛利亚显现过了。
He had also appeared to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.
他也向那个两个往以马忤斯路上去的门徒显现过了。
And to the 11 disciples in the upper room.
他也向这个房间里面十个其他十个门徒也显现过了。
So why don't we just reflect upon how each of them responded to seeing Jesus after the resurrection?
那我们先看看这些人，他们当他们看见复活的基督的时候是什么反应。
According to the Gospel of John, on the Sunday morning following Jesus' crucifixion, Mary Magdalene visited the tomb to anoint Jesus' body with spices.
根据约翰福音这个我们刚才读到的，在七日的第一日，抹大拉的玛利亚来到耶稣的坟墓前，想要用香料来膏抹耶稣。
And while it was still dark, she arrived to find that the stone had been moved from the entrance to the tomb.
当时天还黑的，然后她发现那个坟墓前的石头被挪开了。
Mary ran to find Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved.
然后她就去找西门彼得，还有耶稣爱的那个门徒。
And they ran back to the tomb ahead of her.
那彼得和这个耶稣所爱的门徒就在赶到玛利亚的前面，来到了耶稣的坟墓前。
After they witnessed the empty tomb, both of the disciples left and returned to their houses.
当他们看见那个空的坟墓以后呢，他们就回家了。
But Mary stayed and she wept because she didn't know where they had taken her Lord.
但是抹大拉的玛利亚却还留在坟墓面前在哭，因为她不知道耶稣的身体到哪里去了。
While Mary was weeping, a man approached her and asked her why she was crying and who she was looking for.
然后正当她在哭的时候呢，有一个人来到她身边，问她为什么哭，她在寻找什么。
Mary assumed or mistook this man for a gardener, and she asked him if he knew who had taken Jesus' body.
那她以为这个人是看园子的，她就问说，你把耶稣的身体拿到哪里去了？
But this was no gardener.
但这不是一个看园子的人。
This was Jesus.
是耶稣。
And she didn't realize it was Jesus until he called her by name.
她还没认出耶稣，直到什么？直到耶稣叫她的名字的时候，她才看出来。
And then immediately she knew that it was him.
她马上就明白，就知道那就是耶稣。
It's hard to imagine that she wouldn't have recognize Jesus at first.
这很难想象啊，他竟然没有认，他在刚开始就没有认出基督，没有认出耶稣。
Because Mary Magdalene was a very close friend of Jesus.
因为抹大拉的玛利亚跟基督是非常熟悉的，对耶稣来说。
Mary Magdalene thought that Jesus was a gardener.
那抹大拉的玛利亚竟然认为耶稣是一个看园子的人。
And yet she has never been accused of doubting the resurrection.
但是我们从来没有说抹大拉的玛利亚是一个疑惑的人。
I suppose we can excuse her because she was crying.
也许我们可以原谅她，因为她在哭。
And didn't recognize Jesus through the tears.
可能也许眼睛太模糊了，没看清楚的是耶稣，就是给她找个借口吧。
In the Gospel of Luke.
那这个路加福音也有记载。
We read that on that same day, two men were on their way to the village called Emmaus.
有两个门徒往以马忤斯的路上去。
That's in Luke 24:13, if you want to look at it.
这是路加福音24:13节。
Jesus came near them as they were walking and talking.
那耶稣呢，就走到他们身边，跟他们一边讲话一边走路。
And he asked them what they were discussing.
然后耶稣问他们说：“你们在讨论什么？”
They stopped and they asked him.
他们停下来问他，
Are you the only person in Jerusalem who doesn't know what has taken place?
你难道是耶路撒冷唯一一个不知道发生什么事情的人吗？
Cleopas, one of the disciples, explained to Jesus about the arrest and crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth.
那卡巴斯就跟他讲这个耶稣基督上十字架，死在十字架上。
and concluded with the discovery of the empty tomb.
然后说、哎、最后发现呢坟墓里的这个坟墓空了，尸体不见了。
And in their conversation,
那他们的谈话
still without the disciples knowing who he was,
他们虽然在讲话，但是那些门徒还是没有认出他就是耶稣。
Jesus began to explain to them how his suffering had fulfilled what had been prophesied.
那耶稣就跟他们讲解，耶稣受难是应验了经上的预言。
And he interpreted all these things that had been written about him in the scriptures.
然后他指着经上、讲关于自己的话，向他们解释清楚。
But these men still did not recognize the resurrected Jesus.
但是这两个人还是没有看出，他们眼前的这个人就是复活的耶稣。
As they approached the village, they asked him to stay with them.
当他们靠近那个村子的时候，他们要耶稣啊，强留耶稣啊、留下来跟他们一起。
And when he sat at the table with them,
当耶稣坐下来跟他们在桌上吃饭的时候
，and he blessed and he broke the bread.
耶稣祝谢啊，把饼拨开。
Their eyes were opened and they recognized Jesus.
突然之间，这两个门徒的眼睛就开了，就亮了，就看见了，就认出那是耶稣。
They walked and they talked with Jesus, but they didn't recognize him.
他们跟耶稣一边走一边谈话，竟然没有认出眼前就是复活的耶稣。
And are they labeled as doubters?
有没有人说他们是疑惑的门徒呢？
We read about Jesus' third post-resurrection experience from the Gospel of John.
我们读到这个耶稣啊复第三次向门徒显现的经验。
Back in what we read this afternoon.
然后我们看看今天我们读的。
The disciples minus Thomas were locked in an upper room, for they feared for their lives.
十个门徒呢，把关在自己房子里，因为他们怕犹太人。
And suddenly Jesus came into the room and stood among them.
突然之间呢，耶稣在房间里向他们显现，在他们中间显现。
And he greeted them with a conventional greeting of the day.
那耶稣向他们问候。
Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
Which elicited no response from the disciples.
但是我们圣经上面写，好像似乎这些门徒都没有任何反应。
Did they not see him?
难道他们没有看见他吗？
Did they not hear him?
难道他们没有听见他吗？
It's only when he shows them his hands and his sides.
只有当耶稣向他们给他们看耶稣的钉痕和他的肋旁的枪伤的时候，
that the disciples saw that he was the Lord and they rejoiced.
在那个时候，门徒才发现眼前的就是复活的耶稣。
And again, he repeated his greeting, "Peace be with you."
那耶稣又重复了一次，愿你们平安。
The gospel writer provides us with no indication that the disciples recognized Jesus until he showed them his wounds.
那这个照着这个福音书上所写的，他们没有认出耶稣眼前的复活眼前的人就是复活的耶稣。直到耶稣给他们看了手和肋旁的枪伤以后。
Before that, they didn't respond to him at all, and after that, they saw his wounds, they acknowledged him.
那在耶稣给他们看他的伤口之前，他们都没有认出是耶稣。只有当他给他们看了他的伤口以后，这些门徒才认出是耶稣。
It seems odd to me that if they were locked in that room,
对我来说很奇怪，他们都关在房子里面。
Because they were afraid of the people on the outside,
因为他们担心什么？外面的犹太人会迫害他们。
They wouldn't have noticed somebody just appearing.
然后突然房间里多了一个人，他们竟然没反应，这不很奇怪吗？嗯。
Maybe they just trusted the locks to keep those they feared out.
他们相信说他们的锁肯定关得很严，应该没有人能进得来。
But even the 11 didn't recognize the risen Lord.
但是这十个门徒他们也没有认出眼前的就是复活的耶稣。
Until after he showed them the marks in his hands and the wound in his side.
直到耶稣给他们看了他的伤口以后，他们才认出这是复活的耶稣。
Now, isn't that exactly what Thomas asked to see before he could believe?
这跟多马有什么不一样吗？一样的，其实。
Yet we don't refer to the other disciple as the doubting 11.
但是我们没有说其他的门徒都是疑惑的门徒。
Nor the disciples on the road to Emmaus as a doubting duo.
我们也没有说那个以马忤斯的路上的两个门徒是这个怀疑的一对。
Mary Magdalene and the women who are with her are not referred to as doubting women.
那抹大大的玛利亚还有雅各的母亲玛利亚也没有，我们也没有叫他们疑惑的玛利亚。
But poor Thomas is accused of doubting.
可怜我们可怜的多玛，我们都是只叫他一个人是疑惑的多玛，给他这个外号。
Because he hadn't seen what the others had already seen.
其实是因为他没有看见，他没有亲眼看过，其他的门徒看见了。
He too wanted a first-hand encounter with the resurrected Jesus.
他也想要亲自看见复活的耶稣。
It only seems fair.
其实这是很公平的，对不对？他也想要看，他在相信之前，
After all, none of the others believed until they saw for themselves.
其实其他的门徒都是一样的，都是认出耶稣之前都是不相信，
For centuries, we've called Thomas a doubter.
过去两千年来，我们都说多马是一个疑惑的人。
But I think we've labeled him inaccurately and unfairly.
其实我觉得我们这样给他一个外号是不公平的。
When Thomas heard from the other 11 that they had encountered the risen Lord,
当他听到其他的门徒跟他讲说耶稣已经复活的时候，
he said he only wanted to see what they had already seen.
他说我想要看你们已经看过的。
And we have interpreted his unbelief as doubt.
那我们就把他的这个不相信，把它解释为就是他疑惑。
But it's not a conclusion we've reached on our own.
这不是我们做的，我们下的这个结论。
There's plenty of blame to throw around.
很多人都是下这样的结论，说他是一个疑惑的人。
In the English translations of the Bible,
在英文版的翻译里面，圣经里面。
And the both New International Version and New Revised Standard Versions.
在那个 NIV 和另外 NRSV 这两个英文比较流行的英文版本里面。
They have aided our coming to this conclusion.
实际上，这个英文的翻译也让我们也相信多马是疑惑的多马。
And what I read this afternoon from the NRSV.
这是 NRSV 另外一个英文的版本。
We read that then Jesus said to Thomas.
耶稣对多马说。
Put your finger here and see my hands.
把你的手放在这儿来探我的肋旁。
Reach out your hand and put it in my side.
把你的手放在我的手上的伤痕，把你的手探入我的肋旁。
Do not doubt, but believe.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not doubt, but believe.
不要疑惑，总要信。
This is how both the NIV and the NRSV have chosen to translate that phrase.
这两个英文版本都是这么翻译的。
Now, I bring up this point against the advice of my professor for preaching.
那我今天要讲一点呢，是违背了我的老师给我的建议。
Who said the last thing you should do in a sermon?
他说你不想要做的事情是什么呢？就是在传道的时候你不想要做的是什么呢？
Is talk about what it says in the original Greek manuscripts.
就是跟人家讲这个原文的希腊文的原文是在讲什么。当你讲这样的话的时候，你大家都会睡觉。
Because most of us aren't fluent in Greek.
因为很多人都不懂希腊文，所以没有人愿意去听你讲希腊文的原文是什么。
So most people just glaze over.
所以很多人就睡着了，就或者不理的，不管。
However, I think we can dabble in a little bit of Greek this afternoon.
那今天下午呢，我们来探讨一点点的那个希腊文，来看看。
Because what was written in the original manuscripts is a lot like translating from English to Mandarin or Cantonese or any other language.
其实这种翻译我们都知道，这个我们想看看这个翻译，就像我们翻译从英文翻译成中文一样，看它是怎么翻译的啊。
You all know better than most the challenges of trying to translate and understand multiple languages.
所以我们在座的应该都也明白，翻译一种语言不是那么容易的。
The meaning of any individual word in any language can either be broad or it can be very narrow.
因为我们知道，那个任何一种语言里面任何一个字，它的意思可能有多种意思，也可能只有一个意思。
And the same is true of regional differences within a language.
就算是同一种语言，在不同的区域，它的用法也不一样，有可能。
For example, here in New England,
比如说在我们这个新英格兰区。
A carriage could just as easily mean a shopping cart as it could a buggy being pulled by a horse.
所以当我们说 carriage， 我们在这边用这个字的时候，有可能是指着我们去买东西用的购物车，也有可能是指那个马车 carriage。
In California, where I grew up，
但是在我从小长大的地方加州
，you would never call a shopping cart a carriage.
The carriage 是不会用来指这个购物车的。
A carriage is what you would put a baby in.
The carriage 是特指什么呢？是指推车，小孩子的推车。
Same word.
同样的一个字在美国。
Same language.
在美国同样的语言。
Regional differences in meaning.
所以不同的区域它就有不同的意思。
My point is that the people who did two of the more popular English translations of the Bible
这两种这个比较流行的英文版本里面
have chosen to translate the same Greek word with two different English words.
他们把同一个希腊字用两个不同的英文字来翻译。
So one Greek word is translated as doubt at the beginning of that phrase. Same word is translated as belief.At the end of the phrase.
同一个英文的同一个希腊字，英文的在前半部分翻译成疑惑，在后半部分翻译成相信。
So what is translated as "do not doubt but believe"?
不要疑惑，总要信。
Would be more accurately translated.
其实应该做更准确的翻译是
"do not unbelieve but believe."
不要不信，要信。
So the Greek word for believe is used twice in the phrase.
在其实，在希腊文里面啊，那一句话里面，这前后两个字是一样的。
But the first time is negated.
但第一个字呢，前面一个希腊字呢，有加一个这个否定的前缀。
In English, this is a pretty awkward construction.
那对英文来说就有点这个尴尬，翻译起来。
So let me give you some examples of some other constructions that might work better.
那我再给你举一些其他的例子，像类似这种结构。
We might say, "Do not be insensitive; be sensitive."
不要不敏感，要敏感。
Or do not be ungrateful; be grateful.
不要不感恩，要感恩。
We utilize the same word twice: one time negatively, one time positively.
其实我们用的是同一个字两次，但是第一个字在前面有加一个否定的前缀。
A different meaning is conveyed if we change the English phrases.
如果我们把这个英文字改一下以后，那个意思就不一样了。
If we say, "Do not be rude, be grateful."
如果我们说不要这个粗鲁，要感恩。
Or do not be selfish, be grateful.
不要这个自私，要感恩。
The words certainly have overlapping semantic ranges.
那这里面两个字的意思似乎都有一些有这个重叠相似的地方。
They mean something similar, but not exact.
他们意思是差不多，但是不完全一样。
If the original author used the same word twice,
如果这个希腊原文的作者他用的是同一个字两次
it seems like we should use the same English word twice when translating.
那我们在英文翻译的时候，我们应该把翻译者也用同一个字用两次英文字。
Because to doubt is to be skeptical or undecided about something.
那疑惑，疑惑就是疑惑的意思，就是没有决定、未决定的意思。
I'm a baseball fan.
我是一个棒球的球迷。
My favorite team is the San Francisco Giants.
我的这个最喜欢的 team 这个队是那个旧金山巨人队。
As much as I like them,
我喜欢他们。
I doubt that they are going to win the World Series this year.
但是我怀疑他们能够赢这个世界比赛，世界级的比赛。
I want them to, but I doubt that they will.
我希望他们能赢，但是我非常的怀疑他们能够赢。
I also doubt that Barry Bonds will play another Major League Baseball game.
我也非常怀疑啊 ，Barry Bonds 这个人能够再次加入啊这个大联盟的比赛。
Both of these things could happen.
这两件事情其实都有可能会发生。
But the likelihood is very, very, very slim.
但是发生的可能性是非常非常非常非常小。
Now, as Christians, we don't believe in the reincarnation.
作为基督徒，我们不相信转世投胎这回事。
It's not that we're skeptical or think it's unlikely that it would happen.
我们并不是疑惑这件事情，我们也不是说觉得这个可能性很小，我们就根本就不相信 unbelieve 啊，我们不相信。
We do not believe in reincarnation because we believe that what Scripture tells us will occur when we die.
我们不相信转世投胎这件事情，因为圣经里面告诉过我们，我们死了以后我们会发生什么事情，我们会进入永生。
And that is, it will be resurrected to dwell for all eternity in a new heaven and a new earth.
我们会复活，我们将会复活，会生活在，会居住在新天新地，直到永远。
In Jesus' interaction with Thomas,
耶稣跟多马之间的这个互动，这个谈话
，He was concerned about whether Thomas believed that he had been resurrected.
其实，耶稣更关心的是多马是不是真的相信他复活了。
Not about whether he doubted that the resurrection could occur.
而不是说是否 多马是否疑惑耶稣复活。
Jesus was not concerned about Thomas's skepticism or doubt.
其实耶稣并不是担心他的这个疑惑。
He was concerned about what Thomas believed.
他其实担心Thomas是否相信他复活了。
So the resurrected Jesus revealed himself to Mary Magdalene by calling her name.
所以耶稣啊，复活的耶稣向这个抹大拉的玛利亚显现，然后叫他的名字。
And he revealed himself to the disciples on the road to Emmaus by breaking bread with them.
在以马忤的两个门徒面前，他擘饼在他们面前显现。
When he was with his 11 disciples in the upper room,
当这十一个门徒在房间里的时候，
he showed them his hands and his side.
耶稣向他们显现，给他们看他受伤的手和枪伤肋旁的枪伤。
And Jesus met Thomas's condition so that he too might have belief rather than unbelief.
那耶稣也答应了多马的要求，也这样多马才会信。
Aside from Jesus's appearance to the apostle Paul,
除了耶稣向保罗显现以外，
who was Saul at the time,
后来这个就是扫罗向保罗显现。
All of Jesus's recorded post-resurrection appearances were to people who were already his followers. People who believed in him.
相信耶稣的人。
The resurrected Christ appeared to them,
复活的耶稣向他们显现。
Not merely to satisfy their skepticisms or doubts,
不是为了这个减轻他们的疑惑。
But to confirm their beliefs.
实际上是要坚固他们的信心。
Jesus revealed himself in bodily form to prove that he had indeed risen from the dead.
那耶稣在肉身中显现，实际上是要向他们证明耶稣确确实实复活了。
His resurrected body,
他复活的身体，
still bore the marks of his crucifixion.
还有那个这个第十字架的那些伤痕。
And he took in nourishment when he ate with the disciples.
他在这个他还跟门徒在一起吃东西。
Both on the seashore and later in on the seashore in the chapter following our reading today.
在那个海边，在我们今天读的那个圣经的下一章有讲到。
But the resurrected Jesus was also just able to appear places.
那耶稣复活的基督可以在任何地方显现。
Time, location, and material barriers no longer constrained him.
时间、空间、物质都不能够拦阻他，限制他。
It was important for the first century church to be established by people who were eyewitnesses of the resurrected Jesus.
对于第一个世纪啊，建立的教会啊，非常重要的是，当时那批人亲眼见过耶稣的复活。
Because there were many who tried to explain away Jesus' absence from the tomb. As well as these post-resurrection appearances.
不相信耶稣的复活。
Saying that he was merely a ghost.
所以有的人说他只是一个鬼魂。
That it wasn't actually Jesus.
其实显现的是个鬼魂，并不是真正的耶稣。
But by eating food.
但是吃东西，耶稣还吃东西复活以后。
He demonstrated that he was bodily there, present.
耶稣实际上是给他们看说他还有一个身体。
And by the wounds in his hands and his side, he proved that it was Jesus.
然后给他们看他的手上的伤口、伤痕和他这个肋旁的枪伤，他要向他们证明他是复活的耶稣。
So because these first eye-hand witnesses,
就是因为有了这第一批的见证人。
We're able to the because the church was established by these eyewitnesses.
因为当时的教会是由这一批啊亲眼见过耶稣复活的人所建立的。
The early church was able to confidently say.
那早期的教会能够很有信心的说。
Without a doubt.
毫无疑问。
That Jesus has been raised from the dead.
耶稣已经从死里复活。
Just as he said he would be.
正如他所说的。
Jesus brought the good news of his resurrection to the women at the tomb.
那耶稣把这个好消息也带给那些来到坟墓前的那些女人。
To the disciples on the road to Emmaus.
带给那个去以马忤路上的两个门徒。
To the disciples, including Thomas.
把这个好消息也带给那十一个门徒，包括多马。
As well as to the apostle Paul.
同时他也把这个好消息带给使徒保罗。
And he continues to bring the good news to us.
他们也继续的把这个好消息带给我们。
And through us,
通过我们
as we believe,
当我们相信的时候
and share the good news with others.
我们也把这个好消息跟其他人分享。
We have witnessed,
我们也见证
and believe the resurrection,
也相信耶稣的复活。
So we, like the first century eyewitnesses, are called to live as resurrection people.
我们也像第一个世纪的使徒一样，我们也是耶稣基督复活的见证。
Just as God sent the resurrected Jesus to be a witness to the disciple,
正如神把耶稣派到使徒面前做复活的见证。
Jesus sends us to be a witness of the resurrection to the world.
那耶稣也把我们派到世界上做耶稣复活的见证。
While I was in seminary in Chicago prior to coming here,
在我来之前，我在芝加哥的一家神学院。
I worked on the staff at a church.
我在那个有一家在一个教会里面服侍。
And one year, the senior pastor and I offered a class.
有一年呢，这个资深的牧师和我呢，开了一门课。
During Lent, the season before Easter.
在那个复活节之前。
Entitled Messy Spirituality.
这个课的名字就叫做糟糕的属灵情况。
We used this book,
我们用这本书作为教材。
Written by Mike Iaconelli,
这个作者是 Mike,
Mike. for the study.
来上这门课。
Mike writes that all of us are a mess in one way or another.
这个作者说我们每一个人其实我们的属灵情况都很糟糕，要么是这方面，要么是那方面。
We might just blame it on our humanity.
也许我们只说这可能就人的天性就是这个样子。
Although Paul would refer to it as it being our sinfulness or our flesh.
那如果用保罗的话说呢，就是我们的肉体，我们的自私。
It was Mike's premise that it is in our messiness.
那这个作者他的推论，他的假设是说就是因为我们的这个属灵情况的糟糕
，that Jesus befriends us，
那耶稣跟我们交朋友
，connects with us，
与我们联合
，and wants to be with us，
愿意跟我们在一起。
Jesus finds us with all of our faults and imperfections。
耶稣知道我们的软弱，知道我们的缺点，知道我们的各样的不好的地方。
Our defects and failures and hang-ups and emotional scars。
我们的缺陷，我们的错误，我们的失败，他都知道。
Our weakness and defeats.
我们的失败，我们的弱点，他都知道。
Our brokenness and our floundering.
我们的不堪，我们的弱点。
Jesus finds us there and he loves us.
耶稣爱我们。
He knows our brokenness better than we know it ourselves.
耶稣对我们的了解远远超过我们对自己的了解。
And it's in our brokenness that he finds us and he loves us.
就是因为我们的不完全。
And he loves us so that,
耶稣爱我们。
He loves us so that we might recognize him as the resurrected Lord and Savior.
他爱我们，让我们能够认出他就是复活的耶稣，复活的基督。
Jesus showed his wounds to Thomas.
耶稣把他的伤口向多马显现。
Because he loved him.
为什么？因为他爱多马。
And he wanted him to believe.
他希望多马会相信。
And Jesus encounters us in our unbelief.
那耶稣也会知道我们的不信。
And he shows himself to us.
他也向我们自己，向我们显现。
Reveals himself to us.
把他自己显现给我们。
In surprising and life-giving ways.
Say again.
In surprising and in life-giving ways.
Okay.这因这个让我们无法理解的这个方式向我们显现。
He shows himself to us in the breaking of the bread.
他在这个当我们在擘饼的时候，他就向我们显现了。
In walking with us like the disciples on the road to Emmaus.
他与我们同行，就好像他当时跟两个门徒同行一样。
And in a fellowship of brothers and sisters.
当我们在一起聚会的时候，耶稣也向我们显现。
Mike was quite a storyteller.
这个作者是一个很会讲故事的人。
So he includes a lot of stories in this book.
这书里面有很多故事。
That demonstrate the love and grace of God.
来见证主的爱。
Some of the stories are from his own life.
有些故事他自己经历的故事。
And some are from the lives of others.
有些是别人的故事。
One of the stories he tells,
其中有一个故事,
is about the loss of faith or the unbelief.
是关于一个不信的牧师。
Of a pastor in England.
在英国的一个牧师，他失去了他放弃了自己的信仰，不相信。
And in closing, I'd like to share that story with you.
那最后我想把这个故事跟大家分享一下。
Reading from Messy Spirituality.
Okay, 从这本书里面。
Years ago, I heard an extraordinary story.
在几年以前呢，我听到一个非常特别的故事，一件事情。
The pastor of a church in England.
英国有一个牧师。
Announced to his congregation one Sunday.
有一天在主日的时候，向他的会众宣告说。
That he was resigning.
他决定要辞职了。
Because he no longer believed in Christianity.
因为他不再相信基督了。
The congregation was stunned.
那整个会众简直就是震惊了。
And then gathered their composure.
然后不知道该怎么办。
And the elders of the church.
那这个教会的长老们。
Asked the pastor to meet with the congregation after the service.
请求这个牧师呢，在这个会后呢，跟他们见个面。
Everyone knew what was going to happen.
其实每个人都知道接下来会发生什么事情。
His resignation would be accepted.
肯定是怎么样，长老会接受他的辞职。
Financial arrangements would be made.
然后就可能要给他一些遣散费。
And they would begin to look for a new pastor.
然后就开始寻找一个新的牧师。这是我们所想，就一般人都会这么认为。
But that's not what happened.
但是他不是，实际上事情不是这么发生的。
The elder stood before the pastor.
那这些长老呢，就站在这个牧师的面前。
And in front of the whole congregation.
在所有会众面前。
And said to him.
跟他说。
Sir, we understand that you have come.
我们理解。
To the painful conclusion that Christianity is not true.
我们理解你做这个结论，那就是那个基督教是不是真实的，基督信仰不是真实的。
We believe that it is true.
但是我们相信基督是真的，是真实的。
In fact, we are so convinced that it is true.
我们非常确定基督是真的，耶稣基督是真的。
We want you to stay on as our pastor.
所以呢，我们希望你能够继续留下来当我们的牧师。
We want you to stand up each Sunday.
我们希望你每个主日呢都能够站在这个讲台上。
And to preach your doubts to us.
把你的疑惑、你的不信跟我们讲。
It's okay.
没有关系。
We want to hear them.
我们想听你说你的疑惑是什么。
Not so that we can argue with you.
并不是我们想要跟你辩论什么。
But so that this can be a place where you can seek the truth.
我们希望这里能成为一个地方，能够成为你寻找真理的地方，在这个地方。
For 3 years.
过了三年。
The pastor preached his doubts.
那每个主日，这个牧师都在会众面前讲，他为什么不信？他为什么不信？他觉得为什么基督是假的？基督信仰是假的。
And one morning he stood in the pulpit.
有一天，他站在那个讲台上。
He looked out at the congregation,
他看着会众,
and with his eyes full of tears,
他满眼这个眼睛里含着泪水,
I have found my faith again.
他对大家说, 我又找回了我的信仰。
Thank you for trusting the gospel.
非常感谢你们对这个福音的相信。
And thank you for waiting for me to find my faith again.
也谢谢你们让我有时间找回信仰。
That's how Jesus met Thomas.
这实际上是耶稣当时遇到那个多马的情况。
He wanted him to believe.
他希望多马能够相信。
And then Jesus used that congregation.
那耶稣也用那个会众。
To help that pastor believe again.
来帮助那个牧师重新找回信仰。
It's my prayer that we can be a place where people can believe.
我也祷告，我们这个聚会的地方能成为一个人们来寻找信仰的地方。
That we can believe in the gospel enough.
我们有对福音有足够的信心。
to trust its power to bring people to a life-saving faith in Jesus Christ.
我们相信基督的道是有能力把人带入永生。
It wasn't Thomas's doubts that were the problem.
这个问题不是多马的疑惑。
It was his unbelief.
是他不信，不是疑惑，是不信他。
May we be like that congregation.
让我们也像那个英国的那个聚会一样。
Helping others overcome their unbelief.
然后帮助其他人克服他们的不信，让他们找回真理，找回信仰。
We ask people to believe in something that doesn't make sense from a worldly point of view.
我们是要别人相信一件事情，在世界上的人来看说是不可能发生的事情。
It doesn't make sense that somebody who was dead could be alive.
一个人死了又复活，这个事情对世上人来说是一件很荒唐的事情。
But neither does God's love make sense.
那是一件这件事情实际上是一件很不可以理解的事情。同样的道理，耶稣基督的爱也是很难理解的，对我们来说。
It doesn't make sense that anybody would sacrifice their son for us.
很难想象有人会把自己的儿子献上为了我们。
But God has done that.
但是神做到这件事情了。
I testify that he has done that because I have seen the resurrected Christ.
我为这件事情做见证，因为我已经看到了复活的基督。
So just like the disciples and Mary Magdalene and the women,
就像那些当时早期的门徒，还有抹大拉的玛利亚。
I too will proclaim the good news of seeing the resurrected Christ.
我也向大家宣称这个耶稣基督复活的好消息。
For Jesus Christ has indeed been raised from the dead.
耶稣基督确确实实从死里复活了。
Hallelujah.
感谢赞美主。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Almighty God.
荣耀的神啊。
We give you thanks for your love for each one of us.
我们感谢你赐给我们爱。
And that through that love.
通过你的爱。
You have.
你已经。
Given your son.
把你的儿子。
As a sacrifice for our sins.
作为我们罪的祭献上了。
That we might live eternally with you.
以至于我们能够与你一同同在，永永远远在一起。
We give you thanks.
我们献上我们的感谢。
That you come to us in our messiness.
你来到我们中间。
That you come to us in our points of unbelief.
你当我们不信的时候，你就来到我们中间。
And you provide us with the proof that you have indeed been raised from the dead.
你也给我们证据，让我们看见你确确实实从死里复活了。
May we who have seen you,
让我们这些所有看见你的人，见证你的人，
and experience your love firsthand,
经历你的爱的人，
bear witness to that good news,
为你做见证，
to all the corners of the world.
向世界各地的人做见证，传扬你的好消息。
We pray in the name of the Father,
我们祷告奉圣父的名，
Son and Holy Spirit,
圣子圣灵的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.